For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Ooh, on your feet. This is going to be exciting over at Chase. I think everyone in the audience is going to be on their feet, too.
It's really a wonderful show, the biography and music of Gloria Estefan, Emilio Estefan, and they have been in town because the show teched here. And I think people will really, really like it. They've made some adjustments from Broadway, different set. Alma Cuervo from the Broadway cast is in it again. A little more dancing because of a featured character, a better dancer than they had on Broadway. But this should be thrilling.
Well, I remember the last show that teched here, Finding Neverland, on opening night. It was insane. There was all this pent-up excitement and energy, and it was one of the greatest openings I think we've had in years.
Yeah, we got all excited about Diane Paulus. Think of Gloria Estefan.
That's right.
And it's a change in the law. New York State has made incentives for productions to tech in upstate New York towns, so it's happened in Schenectady and Albany and Utica. It's a lot of shows, very convenient to Broadway, teching and starting their tours from upstate, on your feet among them.
Kind of kitty corner to the back door of Shays is Road Less Traveled Productions, where they're putting on a play called John. It's a four-hander with hidden, mysterious other men you never see, but they certainly have an effect on the action.
Right, and the significant one, John, who has been the infidelity of the main female character and kind of haunts the relationship between these two. As they visit a bed and breakfast in Gettysburg, the role of the woman who runs the bed and breakfast was originally written for Georgia Engel, that kind of ethereal, seemingly clueless, but sometimes oddly direct in her hits. I found the script intriguing, a bit plodding as it goes through the action. I do think it's the best of the Annie Baker scripts that I have seen, and they are giving it a very handsome production at Road Less Traveled.
I like the way you say that, handsome production. And just as audiences are advised to silence their cell phones before every performance, that's good advice for young couples who are vacationing together. Silence your cell phones.
Particularly if you're hiding an infidelity. Yeah, good advice.
Good advice and theatrical reviews here on Theater Talk. Hey, I haven't been over to see Killer Rack, the feminist horror musical comedy. Just reading the title makes me laugh.
Well, I thought it was very sensitively done.
Was it now?
The plot is that this woman goes to a disreputable plastic surgeon to have her breasts augmented, and the doctor has a nefarious scheme and gives her a killer rack. Her breasts kill men. And as they grow larger and larger and larger, that's the plot. And it is just as camp and cheesy as you could imagine, with a very good score by Neil Raddus. Totally lowbrow. If you were expecting anything more, you were kidding yourself. If you know this is not to your taste, then you know this is not to your taste. If that kind of tickles your funny bone, head right for the Alleyway Theater.
And it's up through October 7th. Now, went over to the New Phoenix Theater for My Old Lady. It's a play by Israel Horovitz, who loves to write about himself, for example, author. And if you know anything about Israel Horovitz, he's been married 3 times. He spends his time between the United States and France.
He had a close personal friendship with Samuel Beckett.
And that sort of thing ends up in the play. There are 3 principals, a somewhat dissolute man, Richard Lambert, who thinks that he's going to get his hands on an apartment that has been willed to him by his father and spend the money, God knows how, but unbeknownst to him, 2 women are in residence at that apartment and have a life interest. They ain't going anywhere. I liked it, but I wish they would just drop the French accent. I wanted to ask you about that. When characters in an American play are supposed to be foreign, do they have to speak in a foreign accent? Can't they just sort of establish with 1 sentence that they are whatever they are and then move on?
But yes, they can. If the pretense is that English is standing in for French, that's typically what's done.
Yeah. So why do they have to suffer, or we have to suffer, through these made-up French accents?
Well, sometimes it makes sense. You know, in certain comedies I've seen where just sometimes things are funnier with an accent, but I haven't seen this yet, so I'll go take a look and let you know.
Okay. My Old Lady at the New Phoenix Theater through October 7th. And I'm going, but you've been, to see Donna Hoke's new play, Sons and Lovers. It's a little twist on a famous title. And that's over in the front of the alleyway, Buffalo United Artists.
Yes, it was a play that she developed from a shorter work, specifically for Caitlin Baumler, who plays a woman who simultaneously begins to realize that her husband has been cheating and that her son is gay. And through working this out, she comes to a number of realizations about her own life and how much she actually has in common with her son. It is a comedy, and it's quite delightful. Wonderful performance by Caitlin Baumler.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.